Hi, everyone. It's very good to be here again. I just want to first acknowledge our band members who came, who are able to come today. We have a number of high school students, college students, and community organizers. And also, Tanya Kattner has been a longtime band organizer as well, and also is a teacher in Oakland Tech High School, too. I wanted to say that I think it's important for us, as Minister Keith said, to stay on course and to continue our policy of showing our strength.
That's right.
And of showing our strength through our numbers. And to never take for granted that anyone else takes for granted our strength or our determination. And to never take for granted that anyone takes for granted that we don't have strength or determination. But what we've got to do is show organization. And every time we mobilize and we get as many people out to the courthouse as possible, whether it's 4 people, whether it's 4,000, we're showing that we're continuing to organize, we're continuing to organize with each other, and we're bringing the word out to even more and more people. There has been a view, and I think it's certainly a real view, that if the trial is moved outside of Oakland, that there's almost a guarantee that Measure is going to walk free. And I, for one, would guess, we don't know for sure, that that would be very likely.
That's
even
right.
If the trial was moved to Los Angeles, which it won't be, but even if it was, that community doesn't feel the same kind of accountability to this case and to the people of Oakland, because they're
right.
Just not us. They sympathize with us, but they're not us. And in reality, we know that even if the case stays in Oakland, we're going to have to fight.
That's right.
With the Ryder's case, even if it stays in Oakland,
it's not a guarantee.
There have been all these cases in Oakland that our side lost. And they lost because well-intentioned people, angry people, just people, thought that the wheels of justice could turn on their own.
Mm.
And that if they did, surely the truth would prevail, and we would all make sure we have our modicum of justice and equality. But that's not how the courts work. It's not. It's always a question of power. The DA has been, this is the same DA who wouldn't arrest Medley
right.
for 2 weeks, and it took the rising up of the people of Oakland to even get him arrested. The same DA who would not fight for a no bail at the January hearing. The same DA who didn't fight when Raines admitted in March that he wasn't ready to go forward with a pretrial hearing and said, okay, I don't oppose that. I'm going to give my opponent 2 more months to strengthen himself against us. Completely ridiculous. Let that happen. In any case, like any, you imagine football, you haven't done this football, right? You have 2 teams. It's time for the playoff, it's time for the Super Bowl. And one of the teams, the Chiefs, tells the Raiders, you know what, we're not ready. So,
give us a
Raiders, give us 2 more months to train, to trash you and get some of you injured, right? And find dirt on you so you got to kick off some of your members. And for us to like get stronger and pump up and maybe take a few more steroids. So that way, 2 months later, we have a fair chance that the people playing field and it's a fair trial for us. And if we were the Raiders and we said, okay, we have no objection to that, my God, we ought to be fired.
That's
we
right.
ought to be fired and carried out of this whole city.
That's right.
Well, this is the same DA who then, with a pre-trial hearing, had to actually do his job. And we finally saw him arguing a real case. But he did that because of us.
Right.
He did that because of our movement. He did that because we've been fighting and we've been getting out whatever we can as much as we can.
That's right.
And we cannot back off that. That DA is still the cop lawyer.
That's right.
When he leaves that courtroom, he goes and talks to the cops about what other innocent young black or Latino man they're going to go put shackles on and blame for murder when someone else killed him, but he was there with his friend, which is what happened to a young man in Fruitvale. That's the same DA. We cannot leave anything and any policy of what we do to win justice for Oscar and for Oakland and people across the country who are watching this case and who are cheering us on, hoping that we can be the example and show them how we can win. We can win. But to do that, we gotta fight. And we gotta keep this trial in Oakland. Because as one of our BAM organizers, David, from Oakland Tech, said the other day when we have our meeting, what happens in Oakland stays in Oakland. And we've got to make that our slogan in this, and get everybody we can to that courthouse October 2nd. Because we win by showing our strength, not by complying with somebody else's policies who never really wanted to try the case right to begin with. That's the bottom line. That's the mistake of our whole strength of this movement. We have not let our case be determined by any politician, even though we've had support from politicians, we're happy for that. We've never let the case be determined by any lawyers, even though we've had support of lawyers. We're certainly very proud of our lawyer, Shumpson Driver. But we've never approached it as a legal question. It's a political question of power, and we've got to show that now. So just on some of Rain's arguments, and how we've got to recognize that his argument clearly or obviously racist, that's for sure. And not only is he saying that he doesn't want any black jurors on the jury, what he's really saying is that white people in the suburbs are the ones who ought to determine the conditions in which young black men can be shot with no justice for them. That's what he's saying. He's saying they're the ones who have the right, not us. And that is an absolute insult, fundamental racist, that's Jim Crow justice, and it's undemocratic. And his argumentation in that brief is exactly what Minister O'Keefe said. He's saying that anytime anybody speaks publicly about this case, whether it's Uncle Bobby talking about how he loves his nephew and wishes he was still here, to Minister O'Keefe urging people to continue to keep it in their hearts, to keep fighting, whether it's Sam who's organizing high school students and college students to come out to these courthouses and learn as much as they can about this case. He's trying to say, oh, but, and beyond that, not even just us. He's saying anytime the judge does his job and says something,
that's right.
The fact, he can't do that. He's saying anytime that the DA speaks and says, yeah, we're going to fight something, that's somehow an argument against keeping it in Oakland. We can't let fear of Rain's argumentation become the basis in which we then allow him to continue to use that as the trial continues. Because if we accept and we give in to that fear now and don't do what we know needs to be done, we're going to lose. And not only are we, and here's how we're going to lose. One, they're going to move the trial. Two, that means we're going to accept the conditions under which he chooses a jury. Because if he's saying it now and we allow him to do that and we don't mobilize, what are we going to do when it comes to jury selection? And then it means the first day of the trial, when it starts, what, are we going to not mobilize to be out there because we're afraid of Rain, the big bad Rain, and that he's going to come out and he's going to accuse, try to get a mistrial or something, or try to get an appeal based on us? Okay, yeah, he's doing his job.
$1 million lawyer.
He's doing his job, he's getting paid well for it, and he's doing his job. But we got to do our job. And we're stronger than him.
That's right.
We're stronger than him. We can beat him. This is the closest we've ever come. But we're not going to win. We're not going to win if we don't continue to fight. So I want to urge everybody here, and I know everyone here will be there October 2nd, but this isn't in any way, I know we know this, but this hearing, October 2nd, is, all hearings are not equal. So the hearing in June, the hearing in July, the hearing earlier in September. Those were important hearings, and whoever came to that, that's great. But this we've got to treat differently.
That's
because
right.
This is the pivot point for where this trial goes and whether we still have a fighting chance or not. We can't let that, we can't lose the advantage of the pivot point that we have. So please take extra flyers. Put this out on your email list. Talk to people that you know. Encourage your friends and family to take the morning off work, to be out there. Let's make our picket signs. Let's make sure that we're showing that Oakland continues to be organized, and that, you know what? We're gonna fight for our right to determine the conditions of safety and the conditions of decency and civility for our community. That we have as much of that right to decide the norms of our community as any suburban community, as any rural community. We have those same rights. We are capable and will apply those rights, and we will not have those rights taken away based on just straight bigotry. So we hope you come. Talk to everybody you know. I'm going to say this again and again. Call us. We are happy to speak in front of any community group or answer any questions. We're totally happy to do that. And please come to some of the events we're going to be holding. I apologize. We postponed our tribunal from last week. Ms. Driver came in late and she was feeling very ill. And so I apologize. We are rescheduling that for a week from tomorrow. And we'll let everybody know where it's going to be. It's either going to be at UC Berkeley if we get a room, or it's going to be at Dr. Tasco's other church, which is the Miracles of Faith Community Church. And later on this week, we're going to have a press conference outside the DA's office to let the DA know that next time the press asks him, what are you going to do? What's your position about this change of venue order? Because he's trying to move it. What do you think? He better come up with something better than no comment. He can say three words. We're fighting it.
Yeah.
He can say that. I don't care what kind of gag order is this. No gag order. Gag the DA who said he's going to do his job.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. I can't say what I'm going to defend the people of California. That's just ridiculous. So let's do this. Let's fight. Let's really move the issue.
The last time, just the main point she said, and that what Minister Muhammad was saying earlier. Our job is to get everybody out there October 2nd. To do that, we've got to make the arguments against the racist attack on Oakland's right to deliver justice for Oakland. I want to really second what Mr. Muhammad said earlier about the injustice we will face with a predominantly white jury in the suburbs, and that we are obligated to dispel those myths. The illusions that just because it's on video, we're going to get a fair trial. They will try to do everything they can. It's not a done deal. And when we win, if we get it kept in Oakland and we get justice delivered for Oscar Grant here in Oakland, we are in the best position to stop this from ever happening again to young men without justice being delivered. I mean, this will be so historic. So please, let's dispel all the misinformation out there. Let's get there to the courtroom on October 2nd, and let's get those arguments that have been made here tonight out to everyone we know, so they will be there too, so they will feel that, in fact, using our voices, what will win, that we must speak up as Oakland or we will not win. Thank you.
Reading the flyer, and I would encourage everybody to take some and share them in the community, because certainly one thing that we do not want with this trial is a Jim Crow jury.
Yeah. That's right.
And we are insistent that this trial remain here, because the only argument for bringing it out is the subtle notion being made by Attorney Raines that black people are somehow inferior and incapable of serving justifiably on a jury if there's a black man that is accused, or a white person that is accused for a crime against black people. Again, the Ryder's case really throws that one out the window.
Yeah.
Secondly, there's no guarantee that there would be a majority black jury anyway, because the county of Alameda is 13% black. Now, I don't know that juries are 13% black in the county of Alameda. I would venture that they're not. Do you have those numbers, Brother Wilson?
I don't have the numbers. You're right.
I would venture that they're not 13% black. I know how I reacted when I got a jury invitation. I moved. I didn't receive it. Mail came late. But, you know, be quite frank about it. There's no way that this trial should move. There's no logical reason. So what Mr. Raines has offered is he's thrown the kitchen sink of illogic at it, hoping that maybe he could find something that would stick. It may just be that he's laying a base for an appeal at a later time. He may know right now he's going to lose. So why don't I slander as many people I can while I'm losing this? And then when I make my appeal, my friends in law enforcement will say, look, he did it. He took a blow at those radicals and activists, and he put it in the filing. This is why we are certainly not going to sit back and allow him to slander a movement. We are not going to sit back and allow him to slander a people who have done no wrong to Yohanna's message, who are victims of wrong by Yohanna's message, and by proxy through his attorney, Michael Raines. So let's be very clear about that part of our fight and that part of our struggle. Brother Bobby, did you want to share anything today? Yeah. Please receive our brother, uncle, and Oscar Grant, Brother Peter.